Hello, my name is Philip Jackson, and today I'm going to be testing my network to ensure it meets MSSND standards. So firstly, I'm going to show you how there is a required password complexity. So if we reset the password on here, and as you can see here, there is desktop and domain PCs do lock out after a while. After a while of inactivity. So if I put in just a simple password that is just passwords, it's unable to update due to the fact that it doesn't meet the complexity requirements. However, a complex enough password can be used. As you can see here, the desktop is receiving updates from the update client, and it's all updating fine. Success. And there is Windows Defender here. It is scanning. It can scan for threats. All working fine. No action needed. And now, also as you can see here on the domain controller, you need authentication access in order to access it. This is also true for domain PCs. As you can see before, you needed the username and password to log into it. Moreover, as you can see on this domain controller, it is receiving, this is where the server updates come in. So this is where all the PCs receive the updates from. And there is a connection to a firewall here. And it is blocking access to inappropriate websites. So you can see here it's blocking access to facebook.com. So as you can see, Windows Defender is not detecting any malware in the system. And the firewall is active. And it is blocking certain applications from going through the firewall. Unfortunately, on this network, there isn't any configuration for administrators, so users such as this one are still able to access Windows PowerShell, meaning that there aren't specific Windows Administrator policies in place.